Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Happy National Beef Month. From all of us here at America's Hot Barn Report, our lucky 13 reporting barns and this great American radio station. We want to tip our hat to our friends at the Nebraska Beef Council for being proactive and sending us a giant swag bag full of stuff to give away at the Sand Hills Ranch Expo. Everything from tongs to cutting boards to steak knives. You will dig it the most. We reach out to all the state beef boards and councils during National Beef Month for small giveaway items. Nebraska is the most giving and responsive by far. Thank you.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Yesterday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, June fat cattle closed up 125, hitting 209.65. August live cattle green 60 at 204.65. May feeders prospered 65 to 293.22. Augie feeders red 57 at 294.50.
Them's good numbers, them is.
Near all record highs, but oh, let me tell you, our reporting barns were red hot this week across the Great Northern Beef Belt. You're like, how hot? I'm like, this hot. John and Austin at Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota, texted mid-sale that a single nurse cow sold for a mind-blowing $5,500. I repeat, $5,500. Whoa.
For you city slickers,
a nurse cow is a dairy cow that gives lots of milk, and ranchers be buying them up for baby beef calves that aren't getting enough milk or any milk from the mama cow. By the way, city slickers, it's okay to say cow if it is a cow. Don't be calling a male bovine a cow, though. If it's a steer or a bull, it's a steer or a bull. So there. Got an email overnight from Jacob at the Paris, Texas barn that six weight Texas steers sizzled at 380. South Dakota's Platte Livestock Market had young pairs as high as 4,400. Torrington Livestock in Wyoming featured 880 pound steers fetching $3 a pound, whilst 570 pound steers hit 370 at Minnesota's Tri-County Stockyards. Sweet. Monty James for America's HBR.
Well, that's probably an easy one. I like any cut of beef.
What in the hell?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.
Parker James here for Your Ag Network and America's Hot Barn Report. Mics and cameras are packed, and I'm headed to Washington Watch in D.C. to interview the movers and shakers in American agriculture. Follow us at the Hot Barn Report on Facebook and any other social media site as we interview farm state politicians and the new Secretary of Agriculture. These reports are made possible thanks to Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Raiden Tursa, the great folks at Horizon Healthcare, and our friends at Risk Associates. Thank you for supporting farm broadcasting and agriculture.